Greetings again, pilgrims of ancient days, listening from all around the world, from the broadcasting studios in the Parsonage in Arthur, Illinois, the heart of Amish country. Amen. We come back to our Samuel in September sessions with episodes 44 and 45 today. And I think you're going to find a lot of interesting things in here today. So I want you to really open up your listening ear. Put that ear on your heart right there. So God has a direct line, right, from these words of Scripture to your heart and what they might mean for you today. Amen. Well, this might not surprise you, but we have the candle flaming brightly, and we have the monks chanting boldly, and we have the simple but elegant green tea produced by Yogi Tea, of course. Well, yesterday was one big long episode, 43, and it's one of the most interesting chapters in the entire Bible about a relationship between two men. Deep feelings for each other. And we're going to talk a little more about that tonight on our Zoom discussion group call at 7. Love to have you join us. I'll go ahead and get the plug in now. There's a link attached to this very email that will take you right into the Zoom meeting at 7 o'clock Central Time tonight. And we'd love to have you. You can be an observer. You can be a witness. You can be a testifier. Amen. All right. So let us move on. We've come to episode 44. It runs from the beginning of chapter 21. That's verse 1. Through verse 15. Chapter 21, verses 1 through 15. David went to the city of Nob to see Ahimelech, the priest. Ahimelech trembled when he saw him. "Why are you alone?" he asked. "Why is no one with you?" "The king has sent me on a private matter," David said. "He told me not to tell anyone why I am here. I have told my men where to meet me later. Now, what is that there to eat? Give me 5 loaves of bread or anything else you have." "We don't have any regular bread," the priest replied. "But there is the holy bread, which I guess you can have if your young men have not slept with any women recently." "Don't worry," David replied. "I never allow my men to be with women when they are on a campaign. And since they stay clean even on ordinary trips, how much more on this one?" So, since there was no other food available, the priest gave him the holy bread, the bread of the presence that was placed before the Lord in the tabernacle. It had just been replaced that day with fresh bread. Now, Doeg, the Edomite, Saul's chief herdsman, was there that day for the ceremonial purification. David asked Ahimelech, "Do you have a spear or sword?" The king's business was so urgent that I didn't even have time to grab a weapon. "I only have the sword of Goliath, the Philistine, whom you killed in the Valley of Elah," the priest replied. "It is wrapped in cloth behind the ephod. Take that if you want it, for there is nothing else here." "There is nothing like it," David replied. "Give it to me." So David escaped from Saul and went to King Achish of Gath. But Achish's officers weren't happy about his being there. "Isn't this David, the king of the land?" they asked. "Isn't he the one the people honor with dances, singing, 'Saul has killed thousands, but David his 10,000s'?" David heard these comments and was afraid of what King Achish might do to him. So he pretended to be insane, scratching on doors and drooling down his beard. Finally, King Achish said to his men, "Must you bring me a madman? We already have enough of them around here. Why should I let someone like this be my guest?" And now we turn to episode 45. Episode 45 is chapter 22 of 1 Samuel, verses 1 through 10. 1 through 10 of the 22nd chapter of 1 Samuel is our 45th episode titled David at the Cave of Adullam. Pick it up where we left off. So David left Gath and escaped to the cave of Adullam. Soon his brothers and other relatives joined him there. Then others began coming, men who were in trouble or in debt or who were just discontented, until David was the leader of about 400 men. Later, David went to Mizpah in Moab, where he asked the king, "Would you let my father and mother live here under royal protection until I know what God is going to do for me?" The king agreed, and David's parents stayed in Moab while David was living in his stronghold. One day, the prophet Gad told David, "Leave the stronghold and return to the land of Judah." So David went to the forest of Hereth. The news of his arrival in Judah soon reached Saul. At the time, the king was sitting beneath a tamarisk tree on the hill at Gibeah, holding his spear and surrounded by his officers. "Listen here, you men of Benjamin," Saul shouted when he heard the news. "Has David promised you fields and vineyards? Has he promised to make you commanders in his army? Is that why you have conspired against me? For not one of you has ever told me that my own son is on David's side. You're not even sorry for me. Think of it, my own son encouraging David to try and kill me." Then Doeg the Edomite, who was standing there with Saul's men, spoke up. "When I was at Nob," he said, "I saw David talking to Ahimelech the priest. Ahimelech consulted the Lord to find out what David should do. Then he gave David food and the sword of Goliath the Philistine." And that completes today's session, episodes 44 and 45. And we'll be picking it back up tomorrow. But don't forget tonight at 7 o'clock Central Time on that Zoom link on this very email. You can join us to dig deeper into the meaning of what God is teaching us today. And until then, have a blessed day. Rejoice and be glad.